أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون، لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون. فلا يحزنك قولهم، إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون. أولم ير الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين، وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه، قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat before this, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spoke about the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us, that those things that Allah Rabbul Izzat created purely from His side, there was no human intervention, there was no intervention from any other creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created such things, and the example that Allah Rabbul Izzat gave us amongst others was that of cattle, of cows. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us how Allah Rabbul Izzat had created this great ni'mat. Allah gave us the second ni'mat that we could become owners of it, we could utilize it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subdued it and made it submissive to mankind. And then of course the various ni'mats that Allah Rabbul Izzat had put into it, the benefit that we got, the fountains of milk that Allah Rabbul Izzat had placed in it, and all that was a very great ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is from Allah Rabbul Izzat's side that Allah has done for mankind, for humankind. But from mankind's side, what had happened? وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً. Man had taken gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man had taken other things besides Allah Rabbul Izzat and made them objects of worship, and man began to pray to them, man began to venerate them, man began to celebrate their greatness. لَعَلَّهُمْ يُنصَرُونَ, so that perhaps they will be helped somehow. They thought that these gods that they are making will be of some assistance and some help to them. And that is why, amongst the other reasons, they had taken gods. مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفًا. In other ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about other reasons why they had taken these gods. They used to say that they are the intermedia, that they will take them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. But the truth and the matter is, لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ نَصْرَهُمْ. These gods do not have the ability to help them. وَهُمْ لَهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُحْضَرُونَ. And the reality is this, that they are an army that will be presented for them. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in such a way that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opens our minds to two important aspects. That if anyone or anything was going to help, then that help would have been either in this material world, or the help should come in the hereafter. The truth of it is that these idols are of such a nature that forget them helping the people that worship them. The people that worship have to help the idols. They had the habit in those days also, and even in these days they have the habit that they give some form of sacrifice to these idols, some kinds of sweet meat, some kinds of foodstuffs, etc. Those idols cannot look after it. Those idols have to be washed, wiped and polished. Now they have to look after their gods. But the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala looks after us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian. Allahu waliyyul ladhina amanu. Allah is the wali, and Allah ta'ala sees to our affairs. So in this world also, the idols cannot do anything. They have to do everything for the idols. In the hereafter also, that idols, that gods that they have, will not be able to help them in front of Allah, because they will not be able to intercede in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will disassociate themselves from the people who worship them. So there is in this world a loss, in the hereafter a loss. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings about the sense about worshipping idols, worshipping gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is absolutely baseless, it is absolutely senseless. When Allah has given us the opportunities in this world, all the ni'mats Allah has given us, Allah has given us the power of owning things, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yet then man leaves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that can never ever make sense. Then towards the end of the surah, the ayahs that come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to an incident that had taken place in the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As bin Wa'il and some other leaders of Makkah Mukarrama were very often, they had the habit of picking up bones from the ground, bones of animals that had decayed, and they would pick it up, and then they would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst they rub the dust on that bones, they would ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it a reality, is it a truth that we die, we'll be buried, and then our bodies decompose, it becomes bone, then these bones begin to rot and they decay. And is it possible then that we are all going to be brought back to life for an akhirat, brought back to life for the day of Qiyamah? So they were in denial with regards to the day of Qiyamah. And this is how they used to make this illustration in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would continue replying to them, and he would say, yes, it is a reality, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will bring us back to life, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has the power to do so. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to these incidents that had taken place in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala consoles Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let not their speech create any grief to you. In other words, you don't be grieved by what they are saying, because they are arrogant and they are stubborn, and in this way they're making a mockery of you. You should not be grieved about it. Inna na'lamu ma yusirruna wa ma yu'linun. For certainly we know, we have the full knowledge of what they keep within themselves and also what they reveal. All that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows that, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep them in check. Awalam yara al-insan, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, does man not see, anna khalaqnahu min nutfatin, that certainly we created him from a nutfa, we created him from a clot of sperm, from a drop of sperm, and then فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُّبِينٌ, and then man becomes so argumentative, so openly, he argues with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he disputes with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Man has forgotten where he has come from, and obviously man has forgotten where he is going to. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat leave us a very, very powerful message, that the kuffar of Makkah, they may have denied the day of Qiyamah, they may have denied the akhirat, they may have denied a life beyond this world, but the reality is this, that we have brought iman in it, but it lingers somewhere in the back of our minds. More often than not, we forget about it. And these are the ayahs that remind us continuously that from the back of the mind, we have to bring it to the front, and we have to remember it. We have to bring it into our hearts, and we have to remember all the time that there is definitely Qiyamah, there is definitely accountability, and there is definitely the standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Surah Yasin serves as a reminder to us on a daily basis, that we should renew all the time our belief and our aqidah on the day of Qiyamah and the entire concept of akhirat in Islam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.